Part 3. Extended Discourse.
Questions 21 through 30. Meeting with a professor. Elizabeth has come to Dr. Marston's office hours to ask him a question about the grade that she received for an essay assignment.
Now listen to the conversation.
Hello, Elizabeth. Come in.
Good morning, Dr. Marston. I've got a question about the last essay assignment. Have you got a moment?
Of course. Have a seat.
Thanks. I want to ask about the grade I received. I worked really hard on the essay, and I thought I did a good job, so I was kind of shocked to find out I'd gotten a C. I was expecting at least a B, better to be honest, and I don't understand what I did wrong.
First of all, a C is not a terrible grade. A grade of C is average. Everyone seems to forget that. I guess B is becoming the new average. In my classes, however, I stick to the original definition of a C. For a B, I would expect a student to do something significantly better than average.
Yes, well, I'd still like to know why, specifically, I didn't get a higher grade.
Certainly. May I have a look at your essay to remind myself?
Yes, here you go.
Yes, now I remember. This is a very good essay that you've written.
Yes, that's what I thought. I worked hard on it.
But can I just ask you to read the assignment out to me?
War is inherent to human nature. Drawing on the fields of history, sociology, psychology, and biology, please respond to this statement.
Well?
Sorry, I don't understand. I refuted the statement. I disagreed. I made my argument using examples from studies of our closest relatives, the great apes. I put a lot of thought into my argument, and I think I supported it well. Did I have to agree with the statement? I don't think it said that...
No. You made a very well-thought-out argument and wrote a beautifully constructed and articulate essay. But you used evidence from only one field of study. I was looking for a cross-disciplinary argument, hence the wording of the assignment. So, while the essay itself might be worthy of an A, I'm afraid you failed when it came to reading instructions. A C is right in the middle of those two extremes. But, as I said, a C is not a terrible grade. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. This won't be a significant misfortune in the course of your life, I assure you.
How disappointing, though. I guess I just got really excited about the topic.
Yes, it shows that you were genuinely interested in the topic. That's good. But it's important to demonstrate an understanding of the question, too.
But I did understand. It's frustrating. I just wanted to go into one area in more depth. I didn't realize that was a problem.
Well, in the future, if you want to modify an assignment to more closely follow your own interests, as long as they're within the scope of this course, I have no problem with that. Provided, that is, you come in and speak to me in advance and demonstrate that you did indeed understand what you were asked to do. And then, if you can convince me that you would gain more from addressing a different question, you will be free to do so.
Okay, well, I'll remember that for the future, I guess.
Now listen again.
Hello, Elizabeth. Come in.
Good morning, Dr. Marston. I've got a question about the last essay assignment. Have you got a moment?
Of course. Have a seat.
Thanks. I want to ask about the grade I received. I worked really hard on the essay, and I thought I did a good job, so I was kind of shocked to find out I'd gotten a C. I was expecting at least a B, better to be honest, and I don't understand what I did wrong.
First of all, a C is not a terrible grade. A grade of C is average. Everyone seems to forget that. I guess B is becoming the new average. In my classes, however, I stick to the original definition of a C. For a B, I would expect a student to do something significantly better than average.
Yes, well, I'd still like to know why, specifically, I didn't get a higher grade.
Certainly. May I have a look at your essay to remind myself?
Yes, here you go.
Oh, yes, now I remember. This is a very good essay that you've written.
Yes, that's what I thought. I worked hard on it.
But can I just ask you to read the assignment out to me?
War is inherent to human nature. Drawing on the fields of history, sociology, psychology, and biology, please respond to this statement.
Well?
Sorry, I don't understand. I refuted the statement. I disagreed. I made my argument using examples from studies of our closest relatives, the great apes. I put a lot of thought into my argument, and I think I supported it well. Did I have to agree with the statement? I don't think it said that...
No. You made a very well-thought-out argument and wrote a beautifully constructed and articulate essay. But you used evidence from only one field of study. I was looking for a cross-disciplinary argument, hence the wording of the assignment. So, while the essay itself might be worthy of an A, I'm afraid you failed when it came to reading instructions. A C is right in the middle of those two extremes. But, as I said, a C is not a terrible grade. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. This won't be a significant misfortune in the course of your life, I assure you.
How disappointing, though. I guess I just got really excited about the topic.
Yes, it shows that you were genuinely interested in the topic. That's good. But it's important to demonstrate an understanding of the question, too.
But I did understand. It's frustrating. I just wanted to go into one area in more depth. I didn't realize that was a problem.
Well, in the future, if you want to modify an assignment to more closely follow your own interests, as long as they're within the scope of this course, I have no problem with that. Provided, that is, you come in and speak to me in advance and demonstrate that you did indeed understand what you were asked to do. And then, if you can convince me that you would gain more from addressing a different question, you will be free to do so.
Okay, well, I'll remember that for the future, I guess.